Listener production.
16 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. The Queen of Rock and Roll, Tina Turner, has died aged 83. In a statement, a representative says the music legend passed away peacefully at her home in Switzerland after a long illness. The icon brought us hits like Proud Mary, Nutbush City Limits and The Best. Ahead of this afternoon's state budget, the Tasmanian Council of Social Services wants to see the government consider capping energy prices or improving energy efficiency for low-income homes. TASCOS acting CEO Dr. Charlie Burton wants to see some long-term solutions to help with our rising power bills.
One way we think should be done is invest in energy-efficient upgrades in housing, especially for people on low incomes. And we also think the government should consider capping energy prices, which has been done before and we know works.
The Treasurer says there'll be a $900 million increase in health spending and almost $350 million spent on cost of living relief. Leading physicians have warned junior staff are turning their back on the state, pleading with the government to come to the table. The Australian Medical Association has started immediate industrial action, calling for a better deal from the state government. The government remains committed to ongoing discussions with the sector. And stay safe on the roads this morning. A severe weather warning is still in place for some windy conditions across Hobart. Stuart Dew believes he is the right man to lead Gold Coast to an elusive finals appearance. The pressure on the Suns has ramped up following Damien Hardwick's resignation from Richmond. Dew declared he's not going anywhere.
It's become a little bit of a sport as to who's next. It is what it is. I'm confident I'm the coach for this club now and into the future. Everyone else is probably get a little bit more annoyed. In fact, I know, more annoyed than me. So I'll keep answering the question.
And New Norfolk's Melinda Green has broken a record for women in Tassie, becoming the first player in the Southern Women's League to kick 300 goals.